Daniel Hargrove from Fox Sports Radio in Grays Harbor County. Aberdeen, to be exact. And we've got some boys, 1A basketball, Hoquiam and Seattle Christian. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing good, Dick. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. This is a fun time of year. You've got a little preview for us. Tomorrow, 12 o'clock, Renton High School, so a nice little trek for the Grizzlies. I'm assuming they're already over here, or are they taking the early morning bus tomorrow?
Actually, I'm not sure about that, but if they're like me, then they're taking the early morning bus tomorrow.
Okay.
But might have worked out better for them to take the trek. It's not too far. It's only about an hour and 45 minutes, two-hour trip, so I've heard of worse, including the Montesano girls team from around here. They're traveling all the way over to Yakima for their game, so it's not quite that bad for the Hoquiam boys.
So what type of matchup do you expect? What type of research have you done on the Warriors?
Well, from what I can tell, they've only played one team that is – they've only, Cascade Christian is their only opponent that both teams have played in this one. And Seattle Christian's played them twice. They beat them 67-59 in the first matchup, and they lost 62-57. Now, when Hoquiam played them, they also lost by 5 points. They lost 77-72. And that was without their star post player, Gregory Dick, who's a 6'5 post player, and their fifth starter, Zach Spradlin, was also out in that game. And they are both back and healthy and playing well for this team now. And really, I think if Hoquiam is going to have a good game in this one, they're really going to use their size with Gregory Dick, who is 6'5, when Seattle Christian's tallest players are coming in at 6'3. So he's had a great playoff performance, and then also Hoquiam coming off some pretty exciting wins in the district tournament to make it to their winner to regional game. They actually got a last-second shot from Jack Adams III, so they're confident late in games. They got scores that can take over, and then an excellent big guy. So I expect, even though this might not be the best Hoquiam team we've seen in the last 5 or 6 years, this is probably their best matchup with the way that the WIAA has been running the last few years in 1A.
No, they got a good matchup. I mean, Seattle Christian's a good basketball team, but they were just 4-4 in Nisqually League play. So this has not been an elite team this year.
No, they're 13-10 on the year, and like I said, I mean, this is a Hoquiam squad that has won districts the last few, or not the last few years, but in the recent memory, and then gone up to the Seattle area and played Kings and Linden Christian and been dominated by those teams. So really, even though they take third at districts this year, this is probably their best matchup and their best chance to get to state since this regional format has been put into place. So they got a pretty good shot.
I'm looking over at the girls' side. I see the old Montesano Bulldogs over there, 4 o'clock tomorrow against Eisenhower. And how are they playing coming into regionals? Obviously playing well enough to make it.
Yeah, they're playing really well, and they're playing at Eisenhower. They're playing against a team in Granger. That another winnable game for them, and this is a Montesano Bulldogs group of girls that, boy, are they happy to not be playing one of those Northern Christian schools that I mentioned as well. This is their third straight trip to the regional round, and this is the first time they're not playing Kings or Linden Christian in that regional round in the last 5 years. And at 21-3, I believe, on the season, this is an excellent team, and they just got they ran into a hot shooting with center that knocked them out of the district championship race, but they still won through the losers bracket, got into regionals, and really, I think besides that one down game, I think they should have their best chance of getting into state in the last few years as well, and I believe that would be their first trip in the last 20 years to the state tournament.
Wow. Well, Steve, you've been, Daniel, you've been so great for. I was looking at the wrong name on my sheet. I know who you are.
No worries.
Yeah,
no
Daniel,
worries.
You've been great for us all year long and for years now. We really appreciate you through all of football and basketball season.
Hey, it's been a blast.
All right, Daniel, we'll talk to you next year. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Daniel Hargrove from KWOK.